Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. I'm very excited about today's guest, as we will be discussing the 2024 Presidential Symposium on Diversity. In 2024, it is scheduled for February 13th through the 16th, and the annual Presidential Symposium on Diversity is a capstone event that advances and facilitates ongoing public dialogue on diversity and inclusiveness among students, employees, and our expanded community. The keynote presentation this year is Transforming Lives, Breaking Barriers, and Empowering Change. Will be held over 4 days of learning and conversation designed to engage our campuses and communities. All events are free and open to the public. This year, the keynote speaker for the symposium is Deanna Williams, award-winning on-air personality and trailblazer in broadcasting, music, activism, and celebrity media strategy. I'm very looking forward to meeting Ms. Williams. Here to tell us more about this year's symposium is my friend and yours. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Stephanie Allen, Director of Equity, Diversity, and Belonging. Hello, Dr. Allen. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, friend. How are
it's
you?
It's so good to have you back and to see you in person.
I've been waiting for this for an entire year. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Well, I'm very excited. So why don't we start with, what was the inspiration as you started thinking and planning the 2024 Presidential Symposium?
Absolutely. So as you know, while we're planning the 2024 Presidential Symposium, we are also gearing up for the big 60th.
60 years of Monco.
Woo!
Yeah.
So with that being said, the symposium really is a nod to our past symposiums in addition to the 60th anniversary.
Wonderful.
Each day has kind of encompassed a theme that we previously have hosted on campus.
Sure.
From education with Tara Westover, from Loren Carey last year.
I know.
To
fantastic.
Absolutely. And so we're trying to keep that momentum. We want to really engage folks in conversation that is just timely and important to our community. So with that being said, that's part of it. And then the 60th anniversary, we can't do anything in 2024 without thinking about that. So as you can probably tell already, our theme is a nod to that. Our theme is a nod to the 60th, as it is similar along the same lines as our theme. The 60th tagline is Transforming Lives and Communities, and our theme is Transforming Lives, Breaking Barriers, and Empowering Change.
I love it. That's great. So I enjoy having you here, as always. I think it's important that we walk through the days. On day one of the symposium, what can we expect? What can I see, hear, touch, you know, all those things? What can I attend and be a part of? So can you give us an overview of day one of the symposium?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I really want folks to know that the symposium is family friendly.
Oh, great.
So we wanted to really make sure that we were building a connectedness between our Monco community, but also our external community as well. So with that being said, our first day begins with Monty Reads, and we all love our mascot.
Yes.
Monty the Mustang. He is coming to the children's nook in the library.
Wonderful.
To have a time with the children that, you know, decide to attend with their parents or guardians, where we can just read some of the books that we have also added to our collection with our Monty Book Club.
Wonderful.
So we will do that. We'll have coloring pages. Monty will do some photo shoots with the young people. And then we will move our day right along to our kickoff and keynote. And that is with Miss Deanna Williams.
Mm.
She is absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait for the community to be able to engage with her.
And where is that happening? I'm very excited to
see. Oh, my goodness. So this keynote kickoff celebration will be hosted in our newly renovated Cultural Center Theater.
At 1 p.m., right?
Absolutely, at 1 p.m.
Okay.
And so she'll deliver a really empowering and uplifting keynote address about her journey in broadcast journalism over the last 25 years.
Wow.
Yes. But she's going to be here for a while that day.
Yeah.
She's also going to be holding a masterclass with David Ivory, who is our director of sound recording and the music technology department. So that is really going to be exciting.
What an experience for our students just to sit in that space and listen to someone and their journey and their experience.
I know.
That's great.
It's going to be amazing. So I encourage our students and all those interested, if they have the time to remain on campus, that moment in the mixed room will be taking place at 3 p.m.
I'm very excited about day two. So can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in day two of the symposium?
Absolutely. Day two is at Pottstown campus.
That's right.
We love Pottstown.
We do.
And so we are going to start off our programming, you know, with mini tours of our newly renovated, newly designed wellness center. That will be self-guided, so we're excited to show that space off. We will also be hosting at 11:15 a conversation around bridging generational diversity gaps. That will be facilitated by Constance Dugan.
Nice.
Then we'll have a health and wellness fair. This day is full of activities. But that health and wellness fair will be taking place in South Hall on the first floor lobby, so folks can really see how that
space is transformed.
Space has transformed into something completely different.
Yeah.
And it's amazing and beautiful. And then lastly, really excited about the opportunity to offer mental health allyship training. That will be facilitated by Nicole Kang and also Cici Morrow. Who is one of our recovery specialists. I think that it's so important that, you know, as we continue to talk about diversity, that we're also providing people opportunities for training and learning well beyond the scope of what has been done previously. And I think this mental health allyship training is going to be able to do that.
And day three, what's happening day three, Dr. Allen?
Oh, well, this is one that I'm really excited about. We are back in Bluebell, and Jared Brown, you are facilitating.
I sure am. I am so honored to be a part of the symposium. You have no idea.
There's no better MC than Jared Brown.
I'll try to live up to the standards of Monco, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we are going to be talking about the changing landscape of education.
Oh, so important.
Oh, my goodness. It is not the same landscape it was 3 years ago, right? And so really unpacking what our educational landscape looks like, who we're serving,
how they
are requesting us to serve them, really meeting our students where they are. What does that look like? What does that feel like? And so I'm excited to have you there with us at 11 in the community room, which also is College Hall room 144, 148, and 151.
It's a nice space.
It is. And then we'll continue our day with a conversation around affirmative action over the years. I know. But we have to talk about it, Jared. You know?
No, it's important.
Absolutely. This summer, the Supreme Court made two major decisions. And so we would be remiss if we didn't touch on affirmative action. Although it did not impact our community, right? We're open access. It still impacted a lot of other institutions. And people have questions and they want to learn about what affirmative action is and what it means and all of those things. And so we are really excited to have Dr. Garvey Lundy, a sociology professor, associate professor here at Monco, really facilitate that discussion and lead us into that learning. And then our day finishes with part two of the Wells Collective.
Which I attended part one.
And what did you think?
It was fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just it reconfirmed a lot of things that I've thought about in my journey of life and how I show up and how I interact with others.
Sure.
I think that's so valuable and important. And the questions that were raised in the first session and the deep thinking, you know, it's virtual. It was a virtual experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they broke us out into small groups. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Allen, I have to tell you, it wasn't long enough. Like, we wanted to keep going. That's how fantastic. And I appreciate that you're trunking this experience, that it's not just all in one day, that we can sort of have those experiences and then think mm-hmm. up until the next one arrives.
Absolutely.
So I enjoyed the first one. I'm signed up for all three.
I love that. I love that. So the Wells Collective will be coming back. As many folks may know or may not, equity has been elevated on our strategic plan mm-hmm. Alongside our mission, our values, and all of those things. And so it's really important for us as a community to know how to put equity into practice.
Right.
And so we'll be discussing that. I absolutely love the two facilitators we have, Akilah Jenkins McIntyre mm-hmm. and Talia Bussey Titus. They are just absolutely phenomenal. They center joy in all of their work.
They do.
And it just exudes off of the screen, even though it's even better in person. But
I'm sure.
You can feel it even off the screen. And they're just so passionate about their work and mm-hmm. making sure that people are educated, but also reminding people that diversity work does not always have to be so heavy.
Right.
We can have these conversations and really remember that at the end of the day, it is about connectedness. It is about bringing the community together. It is about learning about the things that I just don't know about.
Yeah, and growth.
Growth.
It's about growth.
That is the key term, growth. Mm-hmm. How can we grow together so that we can be a better community?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about day three as well.
Good. And the final day of the presidential symposium.
Oh, my goodness.
What does this look like?
Yeah. So the final day is mm-hmm. a community day for sure. Mm-hmm. There will be a virtual panel facilitated by Amanda Gatchett, Jeslyn Matthew, and also Dr. Shatara Doss.
All great individuals,
Absolutely phenomenal. They are part of steer the work of the Launching Women's Leaders.
Which is a phenomenal experience.
People don't know enough about it, Jared.
Well, I'm telling you. I actually had the honor of assisting these three individuals for a time and amazed of the impact. Mm-hmm. But not amazed mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the work that they're doing is just transformative.
Yes, and they're so passionate about
it. I know.
And so really wanted to shine some light on our colleagues.
That's wonderful.
And they're going to be presenting about building confidence and community through intentional inclusion.
Perfect.
And so I'm so excited to join that session mm-hmm. with them. But that's not all. You know, Jared, I love a good movie.
I've seen this movie.
It's so good.
It is so good. I could watch it a couple times, actually.
It is going to tie in perfectly with our theme of transforming lives, breaking barriers, and empowering change. I mean, fire and water. Well, I'm not going to give
all the elements
movie away.
Right.
But
all the elements
are coming together to really bring together a beautiful story about connectedness, belonging, growth, acceptance.
And
there's a little love story in there, too.
There is, but there's a lot. I think what I enjoy, and I don't want to give too much away from the movie, but the assumptions we make.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we find out, those assumptions are not always accurate.
Exactly.
So that was the takeaway, not to ruin anything. And mm-hmm. for our listeners, can you share the name of the movie?
Elemental.
That's right. Yay! We had this major buildup.
We did.
You know, and we were about to disclose, and we finally did. Right.
Elemental is probably one of my favorite Disney Pixar movies of all time
this
moment.
It's so good.
So join us in the theater at 6 p.m. on Friday. Bring everyone you know. It's a free event. All of these events are free. We want to see you there. We want you to be involved, all the listeners. It's going to be so exciting. These 4 days are jam-packed, mm-hmm. but it is going to be an amazing 4-day event.
I know and am confident that you're going to do much in communicating out all of these events, all the dates, all the times. But if I really need to go to one designated place to get a rundown of the 2024 Presidential Symposium, where should I go?
So it's really simple.
Okay.
It's mc3.edu/symposium.
I mean, couldn't be any simpler.
Super simple. And here's the thing. So we realized that there were some obstacles last year in regards to registration.
Okay.
And all of those things. So we really tried to streamline registration this year. Mm-hmm. You only have to register for the live in-person events.
Okay.
Remember that our events mostly will be live streamed. It's annotated on the website. Mm-hmm. But also, we want to make sure that people aren't discouraged into coming just because they didn't sign up. So you would just go to the webpage. You'll see the register for the symposium link. Mm-hmm. Click on it. Click on the events that you would like to attend. Everything is free. You can always just show up.
Right.
But we just want to make sure that we can get a head count so we can make sure everyone has a chair or a seat.
I'd like to mention I really appreciate that you're having some of the sessions in person. Some of them will be virtual. And I appreciate that you're removing the virtual barrier of registration, right? And so for me, some days I'm going to be able to come in person, but some days my schedule might not allow me, but I can still participate and attend the virtual programming that's going to happen. And that's correct, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
Yes.
Before we close,
yes.
Before we have to say goodbye.
You know, that's my least favorite part.
Is there anything else you would like to mention that maybe we didn't cover? Because I know we covered a lot about the 2024 Presidential Symposium. But is there anything else that you would like to mention as far as the work and the partnerships that you're doing across campus and then the community?
Yeah. So there's a few things I'd like to mention.
Okay.
I want to, you know, obviously thank my colleagues and the different departments that have really been essential to helping to plan this symposium.
Right.
From Upward Bound to Power to Educational Partnerships as a whole, from our strategic marketing and communications team to David Ivory to Matthew Porter and his team to you, Jared, for being open to Monco on the Move, but also facilitating to all of our facilitators and moderators, from Amanda Gatchett, Jeslyn Matthews, Garvey, Dr. Garvey Lundy, all of them, Dr. D'Antonio.
It's like everyone in the village.
Everyone. It really does take a village to make this symposium happen. I'll also put a disclaimer out there if I forgot you. Blame it on my head and not my heart. But I just really do appreciate my colleagues really coming together. Ooh. I also am extremely excited this year about our service project.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about
that. So we'll be supporting an organization out of Norristown called Girls First.
Wonderful.
And so we'll have boxes at the entrances of each of our buildings where you can donate gently used instruments like kazoos or recorders or tambourines. I was out this weekend at Target and I was buying all the tambourines. But it is helpful. This is an after-school program. The students, it's art therapy. It's behavioral support as the students need it. And so musical therapy is part of their program.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So we would really love to support them.
That's great.
Lastly.
Yeah.
Well, two additional things, actually.
Okay.
Lastly, don't forget that everyone in the community, employees, students, you have the opportunity to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you'll be able to enter a contest where you can talk about how you have or how you would like to break barriers and empower change. You can submit that. I agree. I think that we'll get a lot of interesting stories, but you can submit that in any form. It can be poetry. It can be music. It can be however you would like. It could be a scientific correlation. As long as you can describe it to me so that I can understand, I think that—
Even a video, right?
A video, absolutely.
Yeah.
Make it a music video. Make it just a video of you talking, however—
Yeah. That's great.
Whatever that looks like for you. But I really want to make sure that people know that they can engage. That information is available on the website as well. And is just, I'm really looking forward to reading these submissions. The last and certainly not least item that I want to just bring attention to mm-hmm. is I know we haven't even reached this year's symposium. However, I am going to say it. Save the date for 2025, people. It's February 11th through 14th. It's going to be another good time. And I'm just so excited to see our community come together for this four-day symposium.
Well, Dr. Allen, I have to tell you, not only will I be at the 2024 symposium, you can guarantee I will be at the 2025 symposium as well.
Thanks, Jared.
So excited to have you here and hear about the wonderful events that are going to spark conversation, idea sharing, and most importantly, be immersive so that we can break some of these barriers, learn some new concepts, and understand who we are and how we show up in society and how we contribute to the greater Montgomery County Community College community and surrounding county. I appreciate always talking with you, Dr. Allen, and thank you for spending your time with us today. I would also like to send a special thanks to our sound recording and music technology alumnus, Quinn Senta, who produced today's show. And thank you again for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories from our Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Montco momentum.